welcome to Two Old Maids and a Married Couple. My name is Jenica.
And I'm Sandy.
I'm one part of the married couple.
And I'm the old couple.
You're one part of the old maids.
Okay. Old maids.
Anyways. So how do you like where we live now?
I love where we live now.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. It's peaceful.
It's very quiet. It's like being on vacation every day.
That's true. I do realize, well, I told you this the other day, that I sometimes wake up thinking, like, someone, like, I come home and think someone's going to wake me up and say, okay, it's time to go home. Mm-hmm. And I haven't gotten that yet, but
no.
No one's waking me up like, psych, we got to go.
I reflect on where we used to live a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't miss it as much as I thought I might.
No, I don't either. I miss the people.
Yeah. I miss the interaction that I could have with my friends.
Yeah, I miss like the speediness of the people where we used to live.
The service.
Yeah.
Let's get this done now,
not wait 5 minutes to get it done.
It's hard to believe that in the Bay Area, everything is on a time slot or time schedule.
Yeah, it's true.
When you know you drive up to a drive-up window and you see the little clock and they're working against that clock.
Yeah, everyone
to try
is
to get your
much.
Order. Yeah, most yeah. places are. And then you come here and they're just very laid back.
Ain't no one got no time clock.
No, there's no time clocks in any of these facilities or fast foods kind of thing.
True.
And they're all probably on vacation too, a little bit, other than they are at work.
They're like on perma vacation because
yeah, it's kind of everything is slower.
Slow-mo.
Yeah. And it's really something to get used to, but I think over time we'll adjust.
Just trying to teach us how to.
I think God's trying to say something
like,
to us.
Like, hey, chill, relax,
slow
take
down,
in the smell moment.
The coffee. Yep.
But when you want to, speaking of coffee, go get a coffee. You kind of want it done. Like, I don't want to have to plan an extra 7 minutes in my day to go get coffee because you are chit-chatting with, you know, Harry at the mechanic shop down the street, you know? Like, can you chat with Harry after you're done with my coffee? How do you like it, Grandma?
What?
How do you like your new home?
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Grandma likes sitting out on the deck and seeing...
Yeah, see, that's probably her most...
The forest kind of thing.
Is that your most favorite pastime right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is. We're looking out the window. She chooses not to go outside.
Yeah.
She loves to look out the window and watch for the animals to go by.
That's true.
Because she loves the deer and go by and anything else she can see.
That's true. Here you go, your drill.
Here you go, Grandma. Mm-hmm. She likes her roller coaster ride on the road to and from town.
I have to have it once in a while.
Makes you feel alive, huh?
Yeah.
This is Grandma's wee hill.
How crazy I was when with you kids were... here we come, and then
that's right. You like
just that road now.
Yeah. You like
just that
coasters.
Just that side.
Just that. Oh yeah. When we go into town, huh?
Yeah. Say okay. Here we go. Back home.
Yep. That's true.
And then
that's very
since
true.
Since you guys were little and we always went across there, mm-hmm. we'd all go, whoop, whoop, whoop.
It's just so pretty out here, though.
It is. It's when you look ahead to drive to home.
Oh, yeah, you can see our mountain
right there.
I mean, it's not our mountain,
no,
but you know what I mean? It's,
we
it's
see
like,
it from home.
It marks home, yeah.
Yeah.
It's that, it's like that, yeah, Mount Lassen. But it's just like that, like when you go home and you see on our way when we used to live in Fremont and you used to see that sign where we lived, that street we lived off of, you know, and you know, okay, we're almost home. It's like seeing that mountain now.
Yeah.
It's like that sign of, okay, we're almost home, mm-hmm. which is comforting. And this whole road, too, going home, we have horses on one side. We have
cows,
cattle on the other side.
Buffalo.
Buffalo that with llamas we pass from, or alpacas. I'm not quite sure what they are. But
mules. We have mules too.
Yep. They're all over here. Oh, goats were on the other one. We're actually...
This is like what Fremont was when we first started living in Fremont.
Yeah.
So now you've gotten that back.
Yep.
Except for now, we're back to having that family atmosphere again, mm-hmm. where we have our family right next door to us. They have their space. We have ours.
Mm-hmm. But you can count on your family next door if you need something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean a cup of sugar.
We have yet to ask for a cup of sugar, but I'm sure.
Our whole joke, remember?
Yeah. Well, no, Jeff said something like, he was talking to her and he said something to her about having, can I borrow, like, wood? I don't know, it was like something like, not a cup of sugar, you know? And I was like, that's not something you ask your neighbor for. That's something you, like, go down to the hardware store and pick up. Like, you don't go next to her and be like, by the way, do you have a 4x4 piece of wood I can have? Like, mm-hmm. I was like, no. That's not what you ask your neighbor for. Unless you know your neighbor is like has like a wood mill, then maybe you could ask him for
a lumberyard of some sort.
Yeah, something. I'm just saying.
Just got any extra pieces?
Got anything you don't need?
Well, one thing I did notice last night is on my phone I was watching a lot of the
DIY.
I just said I didn't know what it was. No, it's not DIY. I said a DIY or YI. I didn't know. Uh-huh. Anyway, whatever that phrase is.
Okay, wow. Get on topic.
No, I'm saying.
Sheepers.
Is that looking it over, it's like there's a lot of things you can do with your free time that you're not really aware of. So I would suggest anybody take a look because there's some cool things on those that, you know, you could really utilize in your home space and redo or renew. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I do that I have that Pinterest board and I have every little thing is like pinned in a certain category and I even rearrange my Pinterest board because I don't like it the way it looks or, oh no, that pin should be in its own category. It's just like, yeah, it can't be much. But I don't make, I would say I've maybe made 1% of that Pinterest board. Of stuff to make, whether it be food, I'm considering the DIY, food, everything. I probably made, and makeup tutorial, 1% has been made or done off of that.
Well, I like the recipes.
I like pinning, but I don't like
Pinterest. I like to get the recipes from Pinterest.
Yeah.
Because I may not use them, but you know, a lot of my pens have been repinned by other people because they find it on my Pinterest.
Well, yeah, you get followed by people,
my recipes. So, like, I've been looking for that and I hadn't ever seen it. And thank you so much. Mm-hmm. It was on yours. I'm going to try that. Or, you know, that's how my mom used to make it. We never could find a recipe, you know.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, that makes me happy that, you know, a lot of my pins are being pinned by somebody else and they have usage for them.
Yeah, that's mine too, but I don't ever use them.
I do use some of mine. I wish I could do more. And at some point, I probably will. Maybe during the winter.
Yeah, a lot of them. Well, like, I have ones for, like, fall, like, specific, like, Easter, pumpkins. Like, I mean, it's, like, very specific, like, categories. Mm-hmm. Winter warms my heart is one of my boards. You know what I mean? But then I also have, like, Christmas tree. And, whether it's decorations or making decorations or, you know what I mean? Something as simple as how to, like, you know, string your own popcorn garland. Tips and tricks. I know it sounds very simple to do that. You just pop popcorn and string your popcorn, you know what I mean? But, like, a lot of times the kernels break or it doesn't last as long or, you know what I mean? Or what if I want to add some glitter to it? So, like, there's different things like that I find that I like have yet to do, though. I'm not a follow-through when it comes to, like, my Pinterest board. I do like things and I have very grand, maybe, ideas of things I want to do and would like to accomplish as far as making things or whatever. Mm-hmm. My follow-through is very poor.
Right. Well, I thought about maybe going back to doing jewelry again.
If it makes you happy.
Then I would just have to find a place that I could order beads from.
Yeah.
And stuff and get them.
Well, if you become like, if you do like my sister and, you know, she has her glitter pimp, mm-hmm. you know, when she does her cups, so you just find your little bead pimp. Yeah. I said that when we get that room cleared out, you have that beautiful view and all that light in that one room, and you should start painting again because you're really good at painting.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that sweater you made for Grandma. I think it was from Mother's Day or something like that.
Yeah, it was Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. If I could get back in and paint that kind of stuff, I'd be happy.
Yeah, because I think it'd be peaceful for you. It's definitely calming. You have beautiful views in our viewing room. You know, like, of inspiration for you. We've got a lot of cottontail and a lot of jackrabbits. Mm-hmm. So, things you can see. Whoa, there, buddy.
Oh, quads.
I know, but they... Oh, he's got a baby quad. Sorry, we're on our way home. Mm-hmm. But he had a 2 dirty quads and a baby dirty quad. A dirty baby quad. Oh, it's such a nice little... It takes a minute to get into town, but isn't... But not that... To me, it's not that bad.
But once you've done what you need to do and you're coming home, it's just a little ride.
Mm-hmm. And it's just... I think the closer you get to home, the further you get from town, you're just, like, more stress is, like, wiped away and kind of, like, left on the side of the road, you know?
The only thing is you have to make sure you have something left out for dinner.
That's true. Or sandwich material, like, yeah, right. Like deli meats and stuff like that, because... Or PB&J. I love a good PB&J.
Fall back on them. Mm-hmm. But some nights you don't feel like eating it just because... Well, it's nice up here. I can't say it's warm. It is warm, like, to some degree.
But I just don't like being warm in general. So anything over 70, I'm like, I'm hot.
Right. And it does get warm up here, but...
nothing like in town.
Yeah. When you're downtown, you feel the heat. You come up, you look forward to coming up because
you watch that temperature gauge just keep dropping.
Yep.
It was like 108 this weekend in town. And then I came home... As I'm leaving home to go to work, my temperature gauge was rising. I was like, oh, God, please stop. Oh, God, please stop. And then as I was coming home, it was in the opposite. It was going down. I was like, yeah, yeah. And by the time I got home, it was like, I think like in the 70s. I want to say like 79. Of course, it was like 8 o'clock at night.
It could be in the hundreds in Reading and then
in our town, yeah.
In the 80s.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't get that hot at home. Not to the point where you feel like I can't, like, you step out in town and it's like you opened up a blank, you opened up the zipper and walked out into this, like, ugh, heat.
You go for taffy.
Like a blanket. Go get taffy then if you want taffy.
I haven't been there.
No, we haven't been there yet. Well, y'all haven't been there. I've been
there.
What
time do they close?
Oh, it was a little Winnebago.
What time do you close?
I don't know, senorita. Just do it to it. Well, you go get some taffy. You have to go up here in the strawberry right there. You get some taffy, I'll get some ice cream. Roadhouse Cafe. Sheer Bliss. Hair and Nail Salon.
Front way, right?
Yes, ma'am. All right, well, we're going to stop off and get some taffy and ice cream. Well, they're going to get taffy. I'm going to get me some ice cream.
You might have to get both.
You can't have both. You got to choose.
Trudy's. That's a restaurant?
Yep, that's the restaurant. All right, say bye, Mom.
Bye.
Hello, we're back. We took a little break. Yeah, slight detour. Went to the taffy shop on the way home. Mom hasn't been to it yet. This is your first time. It was nice, huh?
Yep,
did you like it?
It was really nice.
It's like kind of what you've always wanted. Slow down.
Kind of like my
slow life. It down.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. Sorry, we're heading back into our town. And Mom's still going a little too speedy.
Yes, I forgot. We were almost home.
Mm-hmm. But, so we stopped and got some ice cream. Mom got some taffy. I got some jelly beans for Jeff. They're sweet and sour jelly beans. He really likes them. Well, it was funny.
Crazy,
yeah, it's true. It was funny because the gentleman at the candy shop, said, go ahead, oh yeah, try that, you know, see if you like it before you buy it. And I was like, oh no, we'll just get a few, whatever. And we probably had like, I don't know, like a little, like they have those little spoon thingies. What are they called? Ladles? Not a ladle.
Yeah.
Is it a ladle?
Scooper.
A scooper. So Jeff got a scooper full of these sweet and sour jelly beans. And we got in the car, we started heading home, and that's all she wrote because he was in love with them. And so I picked some up for him. Mom got taffy, which Jeff and I got taffy that before. It was really good. Mom had got to chase them. And then we went next door to the ice cream shop, excuse me, and got Mom ice cream, me a milkshake, and Grandma some ice cream as well. Mm-hmm. We all got a little treat for ourselves.
For a ride home.
Yeah, for the rest of the ride home, which wasn't that far. But it was funny that we were talking earlier about the slow pace of things because...
It was extremely slow in both stores.
Oh my goodness. I think we're just so used to the Bay Area and the pace of things. I honestly don't know if that is going to change in me. I think in some aspects, like I said, the driving, like home or into work, I realize like where we live, there's a big campground near us. So...
there's a lot of
motorhomes that are coming up there, you know, campers. They're just taking the stroll, right? It's part of their adventure, which I'm not gonna rob them of their adventure and be like, speed up. It's just when I find myself needing to go in, and I don't need to go in to get taffy or or ice cream, but when I want to go get taffy or ice cream or whatever it is, you know, I miss that like urgency. Huh?
Picture this.
Oh, I know, our little ride home. It looks like it's just a beautiful area.
It's not necessarily urgency, it's just the fact that you think, okay, there's nobody here, it's just me.
Yeah.
And is it me or are they just not
slow?
Worried?
I mean, I hate to say slow, I really do, because I don't, you know, to them it's probably not slow, it's just normal pace. But to me, I don't know y'all. Like, I'm not from this area. I'm new here, you know. And there's people around. Like, for example, in the ice cream place we went to, there's folks around. Some of them are eating. Some of them are just sitting there like it's a coffee shop, chit-chatting with their buddies. Which, by all means, please do so. Like, you know, have your little, your moment,
time.
Your social time. Yeah, everyone deserves that. Uh-huh. Is that why you're driving so slow?
Yes.
Okay.
Lord
have mercy. But it's just kind of, it's like the person who's helping us is also talking to people who are just sitting there chit-chatting. And okay, well, maybe you don't have to sit there and chit-chat with those people if it means you're going to work slower. Because, I mean, how long was I in the ice cream parlor for?
Quite a while.
For probably at least 15 minutes.
And a scoop of ice cream.
It was literally, Mom had already gotten her ice cream.
I got tired of standing.
Yeah, she's like, I can't. And then one person was taking up a whole table to themselves.
I think it was her mom.
So it was like, okay, whatever. Then there's, you know, there's two other gentlemen sitting there, a young kid, not young, but like maybe 15, I mean not 15, maybe like 12, 13 years old.
They're all sitting at separate tables.
Yeah, they're all sitting at separate tables, so they're taking up, and it's not a very big ice cream parlor, but they're all taking up these tables, and I'm thinking, come on. Stop chit-chatting, ma'am. I'm assuming you cannot multitask. And do you need help? Because I see on the board how this is made. Just point me in the direction. And I will make it myself.
Right.
I know that sounds mean. And I'm not trying to pick on anybody. I'm just saying...
It's something we're trying to adjust to. But it's very difficult. Because we have urgency, but they don't.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I shouldn't push my urgency on others, because like I always say, don't come into my work and tell me you're in a hurry. Then you shouldn't have come in when you're in a hurry. Come in when you have time. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not in a hurry today. I do need to go home and go to bed to go to work, but get some sort of sleep. But I'm not in a hurry. But it's just, it feels like because I'm not in a hurry doesn't mean that you can take, you know,
and
you can still 10 more minutes from my time because you don't want to do anything.
But the bigger picture is we've gone from place to place and everybody's taking even less time to finish.
You mean even more time to finish?
Well, but I'm saying, more time, not less. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
More time.
I'm like, where have you been?
Anything. That's what I'm saying. It got me thinking wrong here.
Oh, cheekies. I almost lost my milkshake.
Come on,
Mom, this guy's gonna hit us.
I know, but I can't go anywhere, baby.
This is the other thing is the road we live off of. Well, you were way out there. The road we live off of is a highway, and these cars. Speaking of urgency,
I didn't want him to hit me, so I had to keep moving.
Oh no, I had to stop. Let him hit me. Let your little Tesla hit me. I'll take your money. It's fine.
Just kidding. No, just kidding. So there's a ladder between the two of us. That would have been pretty. You want to get the mail? Okay. Oh, the other thing, too, is different. Is A, we live off a freeway or highway. Is it considered a highway? We live off a highway. And we have to get... our mail is in these, like... What do you call this? Like, mail towers?
Yeah. Boxes, but...
Mailboxes. Yeah, they don't
come to one place to get it.
Everyone comes to the same hub. So you meet your neighbors that way, too. It's kind of nice.
What I think is nice here is when you're driving down the road to get home, and you pass one of your neighbors or somebody you don't even really know, everybody waves. You just give like a little wave to let them know.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey.
It reminds me a lot of Nebraska, but in that sense, but I like it.
Nebraska.
Huh?
It ain't Nebraska.
I know, but it reminds me of that because they do that there. There's a lot of little things that are different, but it's nice. It's a nice different.
Oh, we have three things.
We have some packages. Jenica got a surprise key in her package in the box.
I don't know.
Depends when you ordered it, I guess. Whether it catches up with you or not.
I'm still waiting on my Ipsy. So something from... Could you stop ordering stuff, Sandra? Both of these are for you. And this... And nothing for any of us.
It's always Mom. It's always about Mom.
Go ahead. Okay.
Mom gets everything. She's one of those... Yeah, she's one of those late night shoppers. I'm just kidding. I was surprised. I was like, oh, we have a key.
Did you see me
show you the key?
And then you went in the wrong box.
Yeah, because I'm always used to this.
When you unlock the big box, Mom, you have to leave the key.
Leave the key. So in our house, like I said, when you drive in, there's a big huge thing. This big metal like tower of mailboxes for everyone in the area. In our area. And you sometimes get a key, which means, like, because the slots aren't that big, that your mailboxes aren't that wide. It's more like for letters and things like that, and like small packages, like small envelope packages maybe. And then you go, you might get a key. And then the key, there's one or two keys that goes to one of the larger mailboxes on the bottom half. And which is always exciting when I open the mail slot and I see there's a key in there. I'm like, oh, there's a key, which means
somebody got a package.
Someone got a package. 95% of the time, it's Sandra.
No. Just here now. But
I would say about 95% of the time, it's Sandra. About 7% of that is Jeff.
And true that.
I might take up that rest, but highly doubt it.
I might.
Hardly ever, though. If it's not from Ipsy...
Depends on what mood you're in.
Well, no. If it's not from Ipsy and it's not from Sephora, mm-hmm. I don't have anything else that comes to me.
But I order for me and Graham. It's not just mine stuff.
Sure. Don't put Graham in on this.
Oh, okay. Haven't I ordered stuff for us, Mom?
Don't bring her in on this.
Ask her.
No, I'm not asking her.
She's the other old lady.
I know her. I know. To be honest, it's always Mom and Jeff, though. Mm-hmm. It's a good mixture of the two of them. You just never know. You see the package? If it's not in a Sephora box or an Ipsy package, I know it's Mom or Jeff. That's just no two ways about it. Mm-hmm. Anyways, okay, so we're almost home now. So I hope you guys enjoyed this first taping podcast. Whatever you want to call this, mm-hmm. of two old maids and a married couple. Again, I'm Jenica. I'm one half of that married couple.
And I'm Sandy. I'm one of the old maids.
And then
my grandma. And I'm in the back seat.
And you're the other old maid.
I'm not an old maid.